1, 2, 3, 4.
Are rolling.
We declare a thumb war. Hi, mommies. Welcome to your mom's house.
All right.
Oh my God, I love it.
You know to the side. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Send us an email, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And where can they see you live?
Oh, guys, I'm coming to Miami, the MIA at the Miami Improv.
305.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. September, like, 13th through 16th. So come see me, please. Miami, that improv is fucking bananas.
That is bananas, but fun.
It's so much fun, and it's going to be crazy.
Coconut Grove.
Yeah, son.
So put your man.
Word to your mother. What about
that,
you, Bonds?
That is a club where you can definitely...
Girl, get your life.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Bar in Toronto September 20th through the 23rd for the Just for Laughs Festival in Toronto. I've never been to Toronto. I play all of Canada, Montreal, Vancouver,
I love Toronto.
Calgary.
It's a great
never
town.
Never been. I'm so excited.
I can give you so many restaurant recommendations.
That's important.
Russell Peters.
All I care about is food, so I'll tell you everywhere to go.
Definitely do, because I will definitely hit it. Are you guys ready to fucking
Let's
do this?
Let's fucking party.
Or what, man? God damn it.
This is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Sorry, don't.
It's a really good theme song. You're missing out.
Massage, facial, get spray tanned. Get spray tanned. Massage, facial, get spray tanned. Massage, facial, get spray tanned. Get spray tanned. Massage, facial,
get spray tanned.
I like the rise, guys. The rise, guys.
Oh my God.
This is, I'm obsessed with this song right now.
Is this a real song? I thought you mixed this.
No, it's real.
This is, you know VH1's show, you ever seen Mob Wives?
Yeah.
This is the spinoff from Mob Wives.
No.
Big Ange?
Big Ange. You know where the big lips and the big tits?
I like the wise guys.
She's so crazy.
She's a fucking animal.
Really?
Yeah.
This is real?
Oh yeah, this is for real. And now she has her own reality show. And all it is like spray tan, getting whacked. I go to Miami, I get whacked. And she just bangs like 20-year-olds. And Tommy can do her voice perfectly.
I like the guys. I like the wise guys.
Big Ange.
My friends come over, we get whacked. And then we get re-whacked on the plane.
Oh my God.
Big Ange, how do you pick up on guys?
Guys pick up on me.
Oh!
They love me. Everybody loves me.
This is a fucking animal of
that's
a
exactly
human
what
being.
She sounds like, too.
Let's see it here.
Oh,
all right,
so
let's see if we can get her.
Get spray tan.
Get spray tan. Did you get spray tan?
No.
Here she is.
Hey, Ange, how are you?
Good. I just recently started getting Botox for the first time. Now I want to get it every 3 weeks.
Botox.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hey, Angela.
Oh, sexy.
Why are you here today? Because I don't see anything. It looks pretty good, so I don't know. See how you getting like addicted to this stuff already?
Anything that makes you look good, I'm addicted to. No. I live big over the top, even with my plastic surgery. Whether
it's
I could
the mystery
afford it
of the show.
I still
Palm
do
Malls.
It.
What?
Something tells
like?
Me she's not
brown
the healthiest
cigarettes.
Person in the world.
You know those brown cigarettes that old ladies smoke? Are those Palm Malls?
Oh,
sometimes.
I don't know.
It's... We haven't
cigars?
Even introduced our guest.
Oh, we haven't even. I'm sorry. I'm
this
sorry.
This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry. This is totally absurd.
So I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's so unprofessional.
Fucking
that's
Blue
Band.
Band's
fault. We'd like to welcome Miss Jenny Molan. Is that how I say it correctly? Mm-hmm. Okay. To your mom's house. Thank you for joining
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks for having me.
We had you. You called us in one time when we were back at the Death Squad studios when Bert Kreischer. He's like, I'm friends with Jenny. She's my sister's best friend. You called in. Thank you for that. And thanks for coming over. Appreciate
thanks
you coming over.
Thanks for having me, buddy, on a hot August day.
Yeah,
it's
sorry about
really
that.
It really balls hot outside.
It's really hot
it really
inside,
is,
too.
Yeah.
Sorry. So I appreciate you coming over. I first became aware of you over Twitter, as like everybody now in the universe finds out about everybody. And I saw some of the articles that you wrote that were really funny. Where can people find the articles? Because they're really funny.
TheSmokingJacket.com.
The Smoking Jacket.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to The Smoking Jacket, sometimes they don't all come up under... If you type in my name, Jenny Mullen, you can find some of them. But you have to kind of click on the author name to find the rest of them. The site is a little... I don't know. It's just hard to navigate a bit, but it's the standing blog there is called What She Said, and it's at The Smoking Jacket.
It's very funny. You have a really good style, and the articles were fun to read. They felt very like memoir-ish. Like, is that something you're doing or no?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I read them. I was like, oh, this kind of reminds me of like, you know, reading like, what's the guy? Like a chapter from a Sedaris
are those books?
I don't know if you read those.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like Sedaris and what's the guy who did Running with Scissors?
I love
like
David Sedaris.
Just two gay, very funny men.
Yeah, you remind us of a really funny,
gay man.
Thank you. That's actually the biggest compliment.
That's a very big
any
compliment.
Woman like you really. If there's a gay guy, I'm definitely wanting his approval.
Yeah,
more so than any
straight guys.
Me
straight
too,
guy
girls.
Or woman even that's because I think it goes straight guy. The hierarchy. Straight guy at the bottom, then woman. You want her approval.
For
and
approval.
Then gay guy.
Okay. What about like mom and dad? Are they on there?
Well, yes. They're there, but I sort of pretend that they're not there.
Okay.
My therapist keeps reminding me that that's why I do everything.
Yeah, no, me too. That's what I was just talking about today with mine.
Me too.
Yeah, but they're never going to give you the love, Jenny.
No.
They're never going to give
they're
it
They're never going
to
do
no matter,
it.
No matter how much you achieve, no matter how much you write.
Doesn't matter.
God damn it.
Why don't you guys just do your own thing then?
I mean, it really
and then
is
the internal
true.
Parent tells you all kinds of negative things.
The but internal parent is really gnarly.
And the internal, but the internal parent, you know what does? Makes you great. Comedic writer makes you a great stand-up comic.
It's
makes
true.
You a very talented artist.
It's
so.
True.
Sure,
it's a good
true.
Thing.
You know, we were talking.
So
I was
it's
talking,
good that we hate ourselves.
Absolutely, yes.
Right.
Especially
somebody was
women.
Saying that, like, oh, can you imagine the daddy issues that Michael Phelps has?
Oh
because
yeah.
Because there's something about male athletes, like really overachieving ones.
Interesting.
That many times they have like real issues, like Jerry West. I don't know if you know Jerry West, but you know when you see the NBA logo. Like the logo that says NBA, that outline of that player, it's like it looks like it's Jerry West, right? So he was a star back in the 60s or 70s. Hmm. And he did a piece on HBO where he was like, you know, my dad was the biggest piece of shit basically ever.
Really?
And he was like, that's why.
That's why. That's
awesome
why you become a
player.
Great athlete slash artist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Piano player.
And not that you have to, because we also.
No,
I also
there's
disagree.
Exceptions.
No, yeah. My neighbor is like a
to.
Crazy. Snowboarder Shaun White and his...
I'm a huge fan of Shaun White.
Are you?
Because I used to watch him on MTV when he was like a 12-year-old kid.
He still feels like 12 to me.
What a
talent. I mean, he's not, but
yeah.
so but
cool.
I know his dad. His dad's like the sweetest man
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, of course. Right. It doesn't have to happen.
He's like Bam Bam from the Flintstones. His dad, I swear to you. Aww.
Really?
Yes.
Like, so it can
so
happen.
Adorable.
And some people have good
yeah,
relationships.
It doesn't have to be all
with their
shit.
Parents and still succeed.
But it makes me angry that he doesn't.
What it makes you funny, I think shitty parenting, that stuff makes you funny.
I agree.
Maybe positive parenting makes you a good athlete. I don't know what the correlation is.
I don't know.
It's wanting, too, it's the wanting, math is too hard on
it's
this.
It's wanting attention. The whole thing is an attention.
Yes. I need to find out. How is he damaged?
Yeah, there's got
to
be something
too young
there.
To know.
Maybe it's
I'm
just
cracked
being a,
into his wireless code,
maybe, just,
so maybe I can get some answers
you
later.
Did?
More maybe, than once.
It's just the fact that he's a fucking ginger, you know? Maybe that's why.
Oh, there's that
he
aspect.
He just hates the world.
Yeah,
why did
there's
you make
that
me this ginger?
Well, they don't
there
have souls.
That aspect.
Right?
Those ginger kids
there's
don't have souls.
Kids.
Right.
Yep.
That's
right. Really sad. So anyways, you should definitely check out and your Twitter for our listeners.
Oh, is Jenny and Teets at Jenny and Teets.
And Teets is
T-E-E-T-S.
Okay. And Teets is of your
tits.
Your tits.
No, my dog.
Your dog, right. Okay.
Jenny, A-N-D-T-E-E-T-S.
There you go. So follow her and check out those articles. Very funny. So we started because you got yesterday the big Ange song and you're like, oh my God.
Well, because I'll tell you what happened. I was actually, I love the show so much and I was eating my pho the other day. There's a photo of her.
Amazing.
And I was watching Big Ange and the episode where she and her son get whacked together on a party bus.
Right.
And
whacked is like what you did last night.
When you
night,
get drunk.
You
yeah, whacked out.
We should point out that
oh,
Jenny
sorry, yeah.
has a
drunk
friend
Leslie.
With her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leslie the drunk
I have a hungover friend, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Say hi to our listeners.
Hi, guys.
Are you wearing, is this the same party dress you wore last night, Leslie?
I mean, sure.
Okay. Okay. Looks a little.
Yes, we're still in recovery.
Yeah.
Last night she didn't have clothes on. Today she put the dress on.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well,
excellent.
You look great, Leslie. And she's sitting back here. We don't have a mic for her, so.
Yeah. Sorry.
But she's here supporting and smiling. She looked like she was going to vomit on our couch earlier. I'm like, do you want to lay down? Do you need a compress? Would you like some bread?
Yep.
But she's good. She's looking
recovering,
good, man.
Yep. Holding it together. If you vomit,
I always travel with one drunk
ever.
Girl wherever I go.
That's the way to live,
right?
You can totally puke.
That
and make
is the way
show.
To live, man. Please don't puke.
So
and then I look like the sober, responsible one of the group.
Big Ange,
which is always good.
Big
Ange is the best show.
You just saw the picture of. You got obsessed with the show.
So I was obsessed with Mob Wives. Yeah. And naturally, Big Ange was the breakout star.
Well, uh-huh. You guys got to come here and get wet.
I thought
sometime.
It was her for a minute. Yeah. Because there's this great episode where one of the girls finds out that her husband's a rat. And she comes in with these plastic gloves on, these vinyl gloves. She goes, oh, you're not going to believe it. Tommy's a rat or whatever. And I was like, oh, this woman's just amazing.
Tommy's a rat. She's Sally like, Dogs wouldn't have had it back in the day.
Are they all? Are their husbands still in the mob or no?
It's different for each one. Some of them, one of them, a couple of them, yes. One of them was her father was in the mob, turned out to be a rat. And
I remember this one.
That was Gravano. Sammy the Bull Gravano was the one who testified against John Gotti.
Right. So I saw her interview.
Daughter.
She's very proud of the fact that her she's like,
yeah.
They all have a lot of pride. And this lady, crazy. Big Ange. Her uncle was Sally Dogs, who was like a big-time mobster, died just a couple of years ago. But yeah, they all have an affiliate. Some of them
but
have a father.
But if they have
husband.
People still in the mob, how do they...
Well, Sally Dogs is
they're
long
locked
gone.
Up. He's dead. But another one...
Oh, they're all locked
one,
up.
Yeah, one of them... The other one has like a husband, like the real
None
maniac.
Of them are like out in the world and functioning as gangsters. I just don't know how you get away
up.
With doing...
They're all fucking locked up.
Got
and they're all
it.
They're all terrible, terrible people.
Mm.
You know, there's no glamorizing...
So like, they go to the like prison to visit them and stuff?
Yeah. There's those episodes where, you know, they bring the kids
that.
In.
I wish I had the audio.
Drita, when Drita took her
when
kids.
When Drita and her husband got in a fight, he's like, you fucking cunt, you piece of shit. And she's like, fuck you, motherfucker. And then she like ripped the phone out of the wall and smashed. Like, they're crazy. They're fucking crazy.
But what I like about Ange is that Big Ange is one of these broads who's like over being married. She raised her kids, so she's done. And she's 50 years old and she's got the fake tits and the Botox and the thing.
Tan.
And she just wants to party. Like that's my dream. Like one day to just fucking give up and just get drunk every day, all day, and run a bar and to not give a shit. Like she's gonna go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. She's
right.
all she wants is to have a good be taken care of. She likes being you know, she's
pampered.
One of these animals that like she looks
animals.
She looks like a fucking animal, but she wants to be courted and
she likes mob guys.
She likes mob guys. That are flashy and do the, you know, but she like also likes to have the door held open for her.
Yeah.
And she wants a condo on the beach in Florida.
Stop it.
That's what everybody, every wise guy should have a condo on the beach in Florida.
And what happens when you go to Miami?
You get on the plane and you get whacked and then you get re-whacked.
But what do you do also? You spend?
Oh, all the money.
There you go,
So when she takes a trip, she spends all the money.
I spent all the money.
She's a real
problem.
Massage facial gets spray tanned. Massage facial gets spray tanned. Massage facial gets spray tanned.
So stupid.
Now, yeah, she's a real fucking animal. But, we love the show, and I love Big Ange.
We love reality shows.
Yeah, I actually we jumped ahead, but this is you know when we talk reality, our listeners like to know, hey, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Mm. So
oh yeah,
real talk.
So reality.
Yeah,
show. Real talk.
Oh yeah,
segment.
Real talk.
Oh yeah,
real talk.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over and setting up a Mint Mobile Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Now that means we're talking reality. So okay. That's all that means.
So now we've gone into the alternate
universe of reality. I've picked up on that you are a big Bachelorette and Bachelor fan. Am I correct?
Yes.
Great show.
I'm obsessed. And this is the thing. I didn't tweet the finale. I would have had I been in town. I mean, it was just a cornucopia of amazing fucking nuggets that I didn't get to tweet about. Having seen it now, but I'm more interested in watching someone get their heart broken than I am in somebody finding love. Like, well, that's far more interesting.
I think most
of
America shares that because those are the most magical moments.
Oh, it's amazing.
The show, we don't watch the show regularly.
But when we catch it, it's amazing. I don't know
you
why
guys
I don't
have to start watching it.
I'm telling you.
It's a tweeting frenzy. There's so much gold.
Well, we did happen to be, I think we were in a hotel. I think it was in...
We're on vacation.
We're just flipping through. And we caught basically all of episode 9. Episode 9 was when there was down to the last 3.
Okay.
And
this season?
Had to cut this season.
Yeah. Emily?
Yes. Uh-huh. So just so our listeners know the foundation we're talking about, I just pulled some stuff. Here's the show open to episode 9, so people just have a frame of reference.
A sense of what's happening.
Tonight on The Bachelorette.
This whole experience has been such a whirlwind.
Woo!
And to get to finish it up in Curacao is so perfect.
Emily is the love of my life. I can't stop thinking about you, and I can't picture my life without you.
This is one of the things that we're obsessed on, like we're just fixated on, is the idea...
The dolphin sounds.
And the idea that people...
Are madly in love?
So madly in love.
Okay. Yeah. And so many insights for you.
Okay. And I just...
You've come to the right person.
I know that it's, you know, people... exaggerate and then enhance the way they sit when you're on television. I know it happens, especially in reality.
Right.
Where you play to that. You realize, oh, the world's watching and you see cameras around and you're like, you don't go like, bleh, I mean, I'm into her. You go like, I've never loved anybody so much in my entire
life. Amplified reality.
And it's just like, it's so big. And to see all of them being like, I'm so in love right now. Here, I'll keep the segment going, but here's the...
I have fallen in love with you.
I could easily spend the rest of my life with Emily.
I've never met two people who are more perfect for each other.
Wow.
I'm more in love with this woman than ever.
Than ever.
You really have been like that light at the end of the tunnel for me.
All I can think about is that moment when I can propose to her.
I'm fallen in love with more than one person, and that is really scary. They could really
darkness
get their heart
descends.
Broken.
Right.
Tears my heart up inside to think that I can do that to them. I just feel really guilty. I'm scared of everything.
I'm scared of everything.
It's really serious.
I don't want to hurt anybody. And I don't want to make the wrong choice.
It's what? All tonight.
Is somebody dying of cancer? It sounds. are we killing somebody in tonight's episode?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing.
Well, she has to kill the guy she doesn't choose.
Right. That's in the end. Stakes seem that high. Like, and then we'll throw you into the bull ring, where you'll be torn apart limb from. That would be great. Actually, yeah. I would. Well, now that's a fucking show I would watch, where the guy gets voted off and he gets murdered by cheetahs, and you get to laugh and watch that guy die.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fucking show.
Yeah, fantastic.
Mark
show.
Burnett or whoever who produces
this. I don't know
this.
Who produces
we should
this.
Pitch that
this
to Burnett.
What season is this?
I just know that Chris like Harrison is the best actor I've ever encountered in my life.
Jesus Christ.
So,
he's so good.
So what's your, like, what do you think, why do you love it so much? Let's start there. What yeah. about this
I got
this
sucked in because I love, well, I like The Bachelor better. I prefer that because okay. I love women that are like are a total disaster, just a hot mess. I travel with one always.
Thank you, Leslie.
I brought Leslie. She's my token crazy person. But no, I love watching these girls just like spin the fuck out. It's so fun. And that was how Jason and I originally got into it. But then... it kind of, I don't know. The Ben season of The Bachelor, he was just such a douche nozzle that then it, you know, I just really got personally invested and needed to watch him, you know, sort of, I don't know, combust.
Yeah.
But no. And then randomly, so all these producers from the show started following my tweets.
Oh, really?
So now I'm friends with them, you guys. I'm like really? Inside information. I know everything now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I can
big.
Tell you that, like, I, you know, I kept bullying this one friend of mine saying, you know, come on, tell me it's obviously scripted. You guys push them to that extreme that it's not, this isn't, this isn't really how they feel. He's like, Jenny, this is legitimately how these people feel. And you know, he's like, a lot of alcohol, and you put them in a room and you make them talk about their feelings 24/7, they start to break down. Also, it's like, I don't know if you've been like on a film set far away or, you know, something like that, where it's like you suddenly think that you are madly in love with the person you're working with.
You're
and
isolated.
You come home and you're like, who the fuck? I would never talk to you in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we both have reality show experience.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So we know the reality world pretty well. I worked in post on it. She's been on shows.
I was on Road Rules in the 90s.
Stop it.
I was on Road Rules 6 Australia. And then I did one challenge. Yeah, I did one challenge. And that's when my season was normal, because that was before they were voting people off. And,
right.
And it wasn't that crazy. Nobody even made out with each other.
Oh, interesting.
Like, we were so innocent. And then I did a challenge. And that's when that shit really comes together, where you start to see who's a sociopath, who's emotionally unstable.
Exactly.
And those are the people that do get attached. And I remember, like, they were voting people off on this dumb challenge. I had a nervous breakdown 3 days in, because I was like, why do we give a shit exactly? Why did any of you give a shit? Like, I couldn't understand why anybody cared. And then, it would be like, so we sat in the circle of trust, and Ruthie decided that Genesis has to go. And they would cry at, like, these eliminations.
Yeah.
And I would literally just be like, are you fucking serious? Like, who cares? But they really, really cared.
Because
they're in, that's their life. You have to understand, when they go home to their real lives, their real life sucks.
Right.
And this world that's created is something so magical. And you're right. Like, you, when you're on a set or something, that magic envelops you, and it's
they're
real.
Telling you, you guys love each other.
He's
amazing. Yeah. You know, this is the
like
love of your life,
experiment.
And you're like, it is the love of my life.
Oh,
you're right,
love him so much,
and you're just projecting all of your bullshit onto them, and they're this blank canvas, and it's like, we're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Let's get married.
But the tears and the, like, I never cried on Road Rules or a challenge.
I think,
like,
it's such so much about, like, your ego being bruised.
Yeah.
With this rejection
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
that must be
that's
it.
That's a big part of this show. The not your mom's house.
Your mom's
but
my ego's been bruised the whole time I've been here.
We want you to break down.
If you could cry.
But The Bachelorette is all about the ego. Like,
oh my God,
it's really about what I've realized just watching even one episode is it's not about ending up like what the guy says with the woman he wants to spend the rest of his life with. It's ending up, did you pick me? For the contest.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to win the contest.
Exactly.
That's all it's about.
I mean, I would be pissed if I didn't get picked. And now I think is the time to reveal to you guys that Leslie was almost on the show.
Leslie, what happened?
But she pulled out at the last minute.
Wait,
she
were you
going to
be a contestant on The Bachelor, or you were going to be The Bachelorette?
No, I just was going to be on the... Well, I was going to try out to be on The Bachelor.
On The Bachelor. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You, you were going to try out to be on The Bachelor?
Well, I went through like a couple of things, and then I got scared all my dirty laundry would be aired.
And it is. That's
yeah.
the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So did they give you a psych eval? Did you get that far?
I just like went in like once and like went through a bunch of like emails and stuff, and then I got scared.
They're like, why didn't you pay this
visa
bill?
I just wanted to really do it to talk about my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, because I'm
sure
they...
got another girl pregnant while we were together.
Do they have to like STD test you too? Because I know Buna Murray, whenever they do dating shows, they have to give everybody an STD test so they're not held liable you get like crabs from somebody.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah. I'm sure.
Wow. Well, you dodged a bullet, Leslie. You don't want that life.
No, you don't want that.
You don't need some fucking douchebag on a TV show to love you, girl.
No. Just so people know how dramatic this Bachelorette is and the
so
people
good.
On it. Here's some more. I pulled some other stuff. What's her name? What is this girl's name? Emily?
Emily.
Emily.
If you have to say Emily.
What's
Emily.
Her where's
she's
she from?
Well, Texas or some shit?
I think she's from Tennessee, but everybody on the show is a fucking moron and cannot pronounce it correctly.
Okay. Here's
Emily.
Here's some more Emily. Yeah. Talking to the host is
Chris Harrison. She says worthwhile.
He's a genius.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I see so much good in each of them, and I see a happy life with each of them.
Yeah.
I see Ricky and I blending perfectly with each of them and their lives and their families and everything. And if I didn't see that...
Ricky's her son.
Ricky is her daughter.
Oh, her daughter's named Ricky.
Oh. Named after her late husband.
Oh, for
she's actually
sake.
Known in the business of The Bachelor as Little Ricky, so...
Okay, sorry.
Little Ricky,
just
like...
something you should know.
Lucy and Ricky's?
Detail. There.
She's Little Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would make tonight so much easier, but... I can honestly say that I am falling in love with each of them in different
each
ways.
Of them. I'm not falling in love.
Right.
I'm falling in love with three people right
Wait,
now.
Wait, and she can see her life equally as good with every one of them and her kid.
That's a normal thought. That's a stable, healthy, normal thought to have.
There's like five people I could marry right now.
It feels great, and it makes me know that I follow my heart.
My heart.
And even coming back here, and that I made the right choice.
Yeah.
At the end of this, I want to end up with one person, and I can't wait for that day. But at the same time, I'm not ready to say goodbye to the others yet. And honestly, I feel like every week I say, this has been the hardest rose ceremony up until this point. And I really do mean it. Every week I say it. But this week has been...
The fuck is a rose ceremony?
It's the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
It's
I know.
Become part of the lexicon, but that's some dumb shit.
But she makes it sound like Sophie's Choice. Mm-hmm. Like, which the Nazi is going to come and take away your son or your daughter? And it's not that fucking big.
It's not that serious.
It's a TV show. And then you go home to your hometown in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Now, here's what she said about one of the guys.
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
Now, I don't know if she picked him or not.
I hope not.
That's a really good one.
That would be great to have that edition with
now,
Stevie.
The best thing is that we got to watch that episode, episode 9, was that was the episode where each of the guys made a personal video. I love the guy goes,
oh, the personal videos.
And the best part of the setup to the video was he goes, hey, he's sitting in the room with Emily, and he says, the guys each made a personal video. I'm going to step out and just let you watch them.
Give
you
some privacy.
Right, give you some privacy while this airs on ABC.
No one else is watching.
This is just for you and 15 million other people. Just go ahead.
But Chris, the way he says it, you believe him. He's just so good.
He is good. He's good.
He's so good.
I like appreciating a host.
Yeah, I like that about you.
Because I got him alone once, and I said to him, like, the way that you keep a straight fucking face when this girl is telling you whatever the fuck she's telling you, and you're like, well, so what do you think? What do you think you want to do? Do you think you want to say goodbye? It's like he's not cracking. Yeah. He's so good. I'd be laughing in her face. And be like, you're fucking ridiculous.
Does he know? Yeah. He knows.
Yeah, he's so in on the joke. Yeah. He said that one of the crazy things is like what you can actually get people to do. It's like, stand on this cliff. We are going to get in a helicopter and do an aerial shot of you looking wistful as your heart has been broken on top of this cliff. And they're like, okay, you know, they're willing to do it.
Of course.
He's always shocked by like what people are willing to do.
Of course. What are the three
on television,
the three finalists names were?
The three finalists.
Casey is one, right? Or no?
No, it was Ari.
Ari.
Who actually I know randomly.
Really?
Wow.
Ari and Jeff with one F.
Okay.
Who's Mormon. So I don't know how you pick
don't trust
a Mormon.
Him,
I don't know how you do that. And then there was one other guy, a blonde guy, but blonde men, sorry.
Not cute.
Not happening. At the end of the day, and he was a blonde redhead, which is
a ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
and
sexy.
Also really Christian. I can't deal with the really religious guys.
Nobody can.
I don't know if anybody can do that. Yeah, be like the dark-haired guys around here, right, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah, right? I like Puerto Ricans. How do you feel about Puerto Ricans?
Puerto Ricans? I'm not in contact with any. Do you have any you can introduce me to?
What about, like, Latin flavors?
My trainer is Latin. I've been talking about him a lot lately. Jason, I told him he can't come to the gym with me because I don't want the trainer to know I'm married. Is that weird?
You have a lot in common with my wife.
Can we talk about what kind of car my trainer drives? Because I followed into his car.
What does he
drive? I just had to know. Because it was a bet that I had with my friend.
What does he drive?
Well, guess. He's a trainer. Guess if you can guess what the quintessential trainer car is.
I'm going to say Honda Civic.
What'd you say?
Closer. Closer.
A truck
closer.
With big wheels, Leslie says.
Well, if that's closer. See, I was going to go with BMW black with the label shaved off, like so you can't tell what model it is.
Amazing.
People do that?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you're getting
so
really high tech.
Did he remove the badge of what model it is?
That would be so genius. No, it's a Jeep. It's a brand new Jeep Wrangler black.
Oh,
that's such a trainer car, right?
Yes.
But this rugged, is the thing.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's rugged, it's fun, it's like not
sweaty,
afraid to like,
I can go
take
off-road
its clothes
if
off.
I want, or I can
take
it
let's take the
Does the
hood
car
off.
Have doors? Is it that?
But they can be removed.
Okay.
So this is my thing. I dated a guy who drove this exact car in high school. I can't date one at 33 years old.
No.
Also, I'm married, but that's beside the point.
That's another issue unto itself. Absolutely.
Yeah. I can compartmentalize.
Oh,
we need to have
the
talk about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can talk. He'll understand. I understand that.
So I think he's of some sort of Latin flavor.
Okay.
That's her. Maybe you guys can start going to the same trainer.
You would really enjoy this trainer.
Know. Really?
Yeah.
Would I enjoy any trainer?
I don't know.
The Latino one?
I just like that he goes, "Welcome to the fucking jungle, people." When you walk in, you're like, "Oh God, I gotta run." Yeah, it's a berries.
Okay. Oh my God.
All right.
That's too intense.
He gets really scary sometimes.
No.
I don't know if I can handle that. I just start crying. I don't like being intimidated.
It's
I just
so amusing.
Cry. Like, just
we've gone to the same, not the same time, but we've both been to the boot
camp. You need to try this guy. He's hilarious.
Does he work? He doesn't work at the boot camp, right?
Yes.
He does?
Yeah. Ricardo.
Oh, shit.
Do you know him?
I don't know him, no.
He's the poster right now that they have up.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sure your husband loves that too. He's the poster. Like he's that's how poster. Ugly he is.
Yeah, he's a real fucking poster.
My weird Ricardo thing. The pig. Yeah.
My weird thing about him is like I'll be working out, and then all of a sudden, all this guy's doing right. You've been to Barry's. He's on the microphone telling us what to do.
What to do? Yeah.
Then I turn around. He's like, "No, guys, like this." And I look over. This guy was perfectly normal 10 seconds ago. Now he's dripping sweat, like holding one weight, doing one example. His whole body is like pouring.
Why?
Wet.
Just from one?
I don't know.
One thing, or he just
it's an anomaly.
Yeah.
It's an anomaly.
He's so athletic.
It's an anomaly. No, exactly. I keep going around and around in my head about this. I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Why
Maybe
is
he does
so
that?
Sweaty?
Like when that's his move. When chicks come over to his bedroom, so he just weird. Starts. He like just starts gleaming, and he's like, "Oh,
that's what Latins do.
Pouring
that's how
sweat.
They entice you.
I'm sweating so much right now." It's oh, that was nice. Babe.
Whatever.
So we,
wait, do you have any more clips with the Bachelor?
I do. This is
this shit's priceless.
This is one of the guys talking about why he thinks the Bachelorette should pick him.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
Now, oh, I'm sorry, that was wrong clip.
She picked
I'm
that sorry. Guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
yeah.
picked that guy. I wish
that would be the
that
best
guy.
Season ever.
Now, this is from...
A retard.
Never in a million years did I think I would develop the feelings that I've developed for you.
This is the redhead.
I came into this thing so cynical, and I've told you that. Never dreaming that I would actually give my heart to you. Never dreaming that I would want you to give your heart to me. And somewhere along the way, that all changed. And I can honestly say that I'm head over heels in love with you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Jeez.
And I can't see myself living my life any other way.
Hey, Chris. Sean, how are you, man?
Good.
Come on in.
Okay, I want to fucking absolutely punch that guy in the mouth. Like, really? You went on a fucking couple dates.
Wait,
with
how
camera
long? How long
around?
Have they been together at this point in the game? Like, what is it? Like 2 weeks or something?
3 weeks.
I want to spend the rest of my.
How
life
how long
you.
Is the show tape? How long do they tape for?
Probably
a month?
Film like a month.
Yeah. Okay, so this is literally 3 weeks of knowing somebody,
yes.
right? And you're like, you're the one for me. I've never in a million gazillion
so
years.
We were talking about, you know, the other thing is like, if I was like courting you. And you have other guys that you go on dates
that
with.
That would weird me out.
Yeah, not only that,
right?
But they also are always like, oh, we had a great kiss. And then it's always like, actually, we had a makeout session. It's like, so you all, like, you're...
You've
you're,
all made out with her.
You're all making out. And then, like, the guy comes back and he's like, it was a great date, bro. And you're like, yeah, I had a great...
And they're friends. And they actually become friends, which
become
is even
friends,
crazier.
And you know that your guy, like your buddies, you're all making
finger
out with
blasted,
the same chick.
Finger blasted.
Yeah.
You've all finger blasted the same girl.
You know what? We decided, I think it's actually a better policy... She should get to fuck all the guys.
Yes.
How do you pick one without fucking them?
Yeah. Because and that would first
and
of
this
all,
girl didn't.
It makes sense. It's logical.
She chose against the
fucking
fantasy
them?
Suite.
Really?
Wow.
Is there a fantasy suite?
Yeah. With the last three, you can fuck the last three.
You can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Fantasy
that,
suite.
That makes the
and
whole show.
From the Ben season, I know from a fact from inside sources. Not my Bachelor producers, I have to say, did not tell me this, but I did find out through other means that Ben fucked all three girls in his
really?
Season.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then he picked on who he enjoyed the most, right?
Maybe, yeah. I know.
Why
but it is weird. Know? Yeah, it is
why
really weird to
you?
Decide to marry someone without having had sex with them.
A life partner? You should seriously fuck your life partner.
You should
right? like,
sample the goods, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Is this? Oh, sorry. This is our first time my husband recorded. Can you imagine?
But you're going to marry the person. You're going to be with them for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're not going to sample that at all? Like, oh, we'll just take a chance to see if we're sexually
compatible?
I'll
just assume you're not impotent. I mean,
right.
What do you do?
Or maybe there's just no... You know, chemistry once you really get into it.
It's so hard to talk over this. Audio.
I'm sorry. I didn't it's just
so
it's from the
bed.
It's from
right
the,
now, especially the two.
That's
ladies.
Leslie, actually.
I thought it was from the fantasy suite. I thought that was the audio that I downloaded.
But like the TLC Virgin Diaries, like, you know, when they get married and they haven't even kissed, like those nerds haven't even Frenched.
That scares me so much.
To marry somebody without even Frenching?
We know a couple. We know a fucking comic who's got his V card.
He just lost it.
What
he
do you
did?
Mean? He
did
was
I
a virgin?
Tell you that?
No.
Yeah, this 30-year-old guy we're friends with, he's a V. And he just lost it, though.
Why
we're
did you not
the
just,
same person.
Why did you not just have sex with him?
That's because I'm married. But I kept trying to tell other female comics, yeah, like, just somebody fucking break this guy. Yeah. I know, and nobody would, because they're all like, oh, we're friends.
Somebody needed to throw him a bone. I mean, Tom, you should have had sex with him.
I would have. Ridiculous. If I would have known, if I knew this guy was needing it that badly, I would have
right?
done it. Yeah, sure. Seems like a decent guy. You know, if
I just hired an assistant. I have nothing for her to do. So maybe I would have thrown
that
her on
there.
I'm
sure he would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're going to be all crude about things.
Not in this podcast.
Then, you know.
The Dick Detectives.
The Dick Detectives. Another segment.
This is another segment. Now, it's actually, like, it's perfect that you're here to play the Dick Detectives, because this is actually how the game is supposed to be played.
Okay.
Yes.
Two people discuss what somebody's dick they from their own detective work, what they assume it looks
their
like.
Deductions.
And then
in their
somebody
head.
Has to reveal what the truth is, you know? So that's
yes.
Okay.
So there's a special somebody that I think we could talk about.
Okay.
Who's pretty well known. And I don't know if our listeners even know at this point, who aren't familiar with you. You're married to a very well-known actor, Jason Biggs.
Yes.
From most popular of his work is probably American Pie, the series, right? So
a very famous dick scene.
A dick scene.
Probably one of the most famous
that
dick
might
scenes.
Be the most famous dick scene
In
that
movie
you don't see
history.
Dick in, but it's dick involved. Right?
Interesting. Yeah, you could be right.
So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to talk about, as a detective, what I think his dick looks like.
Okay.
And then she will, and then you'll tell us the truth.
Okay.
Okay. I think...
But you haven't seen the new movie?
No.
No.
He Do goes full frontal. So
get out!
Shit.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Well, actually,
well,
it
then,
still works
okay,
because we
yeah.
haven't seen it.
Okay.
So that's why it works.
Okay.
He goes
All
full
right.
frontal?
Mm-hmm.
See, that right there is a tip-off.
I
that,
agree. He's not ashamed.
He's not ashamed.
Right.
If you're ashamed...
You wouldn't do it.
You turn down that, no thanks.
You're not happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
let's,
true.
Let's have
So pretend you didn't know
Derek
that.
Derek stand in. I'll tell you... I think he does a good amount of grooming. I think there's some hair down there.
Okay.
Dark, kind of bushy. And
okay.
Keep, and he has a regular regimen of trimming it.
Okay.
I think it's kind of thick. I think he's got kind of a thick wang on him.
Okay.
And at its smallest state, it's still like, hey, it's a nice piece of equipment you got there.
Okay. Okay.
So he's probably got like, he's got above average length.
Uh-huh.
And real nice girth on him.
Okay.
Interesting.
And of course it's clipped, you know. He's Jewish, right?
No.
He's not
He's
Jewish?
Not a Jew?
Bombshell.
What?
No.
What?
What?
I thought he was a Jew
Let's
too.
End this fucking
Wait
show
a minute.
Right now.
I know. Yeah. No, I thought he was Catholic. Get the fuck
what?
Out of here.
I mean, he's atheist, but he grew up Italian Catholic.
Well, this
really?
Totally
So when
off.
Leslie, so before I went out with him.
I like him so much more now.
Isn't it crazy? So, yeah.
I'm disappointed.
You don't have to put him in the showers. So Leslie was out at a club, surprise, surprise.
Uh-huh.
The night before I was going on this blind date with Jason, and she goes, oh, that guy that you're supposed to go out with tomorrow night is here. And I said, oh, cool. Is he cute? She's like, in a Jewish kind of way.
Yes, because he is a little Jewy looking.
I mean, I think
comedy,
his face is Jewish.
Is great,
his body is
right.
Italian.
Yeah,
plus,
okay.
he plays, yeah. well, Eugene Merman plays his father. Wait, is that or Eugene
Levy?
Sorry.
Levy, yeah.
And he's a Jew. Am I not? Am I wrong
yeah,
here?
Yeah,
Eugene
he's
is
very,
a Jew.
He's
yeah.
very Jewy an appearance, yeah. which is probably why he was cast to play.
Yeah, Eugene's
his
amazing.
Yeah, yeah amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Very funny. Yeah, yeah, fucking back in the day. But so is your husband. He's a very good actor. He's a very
yeah.
funny dude.
Yes.
So let me
he's
now.
He's a funny little Jew,
but
man.
But hold on, though. Having now this bombshell.
Yeah, it's a huge.
Yeah.
Now you
this,
can take over. You can run.
Now
you can win
a,
the contest.
A game changer because
yeah.
I've had many a Jew. A he,
oh, Jesus.
And the Jew cocks are very healthy generally.
Oh,
penises are very healthy and girthy. Now the Catholics, I've had. Several Latin Catholics generally.
Oh.
I think I'm gonna go.
It's a tough pill to
God
swallow, guys.
Damn it. Now, you mentioned pubic hair, which I didn't really think about.
No, it's just an addition. I don't get bonus points
he
for that.
He seems full of testosterone. He's a very fertile man. I'm gonna go for a hairy bush as well, but
okay.
then he maintains, he grooms. I'm gonna go for balls high and tight.
Interesting.
Nice sack, healthy, but high and tight.
Okay.
Not hangers. Because he's younger. He's a younger guy. He's not, you know.
Yeah.
And now
you don't think he's got
Catholic.
Old saggy balls.
Well, some guys can be young and have saggers.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
And you know about that.
Do I?
Well, you've had a lot, as we were talking about.
So many
guys.
I've had so many guys.
cocks and balls in my life. Catholic. I'm going to go for girth. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Girth over length. Now, you said length.
I thought he had a slightly above average length,
uh-huh,
and well above average girth.
I'm going to go for above average girth, the Coke can cock with the high, Jesus, end, high and tight.
Coke can.
With the high and tight beans.
You're saying massive. You're saying massive if it's Coke.
But I'm saying it's more girth than width.
But, okay.
But I'm girthy, yeah.
Real,
yeah,
massive.
I don't know why I think that. But
okay.
Call it a hunch.
Are you uncomfortable with this?
No.
Okay. I don't think Jenny's uncomfortable.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to tell you guys the answer.
Okay. Well. So now knowing we honestly didn't see the movie. So
we
the
don't
movie,
know.
Tell us, first of all, what's the scene in which we.
So the scene is he wakes up naked in the kitchen and Allison Hannigan walks in with a friend and he doesn't realize that, you know, he's naked. He kind of woke up. There's food everywhere. And he's like, well, where the fuck am I? Where are my clothes? And he's standing like behind one of these islands in the kitchen, uh-huh, and Allison's like, can you hand me the paper towels? And he's like, well, you know, not moving. She's like, Jim, hand me the paper towels. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she's kind of like just giving him a hard time. And next thing you know, he goes to reach for it. And then he grabs like a lid of a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl's like, you know, that's see-through, right? So you can see his dick through,
oh, wow,
the pot, the see-through top of the pot.
Wow.
And it's squished. And they did a bunch of different angles.
That's
they
funny.
Did a bunch of different, like, you know.
How did he feel about
2 o'clock?
When the
12
oh, really?
O'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, yeah,
was
a whole
any,
different thing.
Was there debate about, like, when the script arrived and it's in there, did he talk to you, like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this scene, or was it just immediately?
No, he and the writers had talked about it, and he's like, well, I don't know, I still feel like this movie, you know, it needs that pie scene, it needs to have something, yeah, that's sort of shocking and huge and kind of going there.
Mm-hmm.
And
huge.
They said, well, you know, yeah. Mm. And they said, well, would you show your dick? And he's like, sure.
Oh, so it, yeah,
oh, I like that. What a good guy. What a,
yeah,
sport.
Yeah,
well, he good. Asked me, he's like, do you care? And I was like, well, no.
No, the world. Care? Okay, so the world
the
is
whole,
seen.
I feel like I have to deal with,
yeah,
it all the time. Why shouldn't everybody,
yeah,
else,
sure,
right?
So,
sure,
so what is it?
Well, come on,
okay,
Jenny. Jesus.
I'm dying,
okay,
here.
So it's
here,
big. And this is the thing. When I first hooked up with him, we were in a swimming pool and it was freezing. And I remember going home and telling my sister, I was like, he has a small dick. And my
really?
Sister's like, I figured that. Okay, cut to, we had sex. I realized, oh my God, this is almost annoying.
So you
he's
almost
a
annoyingly big.
Really?
He's a grower.
But in the pool, it just didn't feel, didn't feel in my hands like it was that
You guys
substantial.
Were messing around in the pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I forgot. I had never told my sister that I actually found out that it wasn't small. So my sister, the 5 years we've been together, has thought that Jason has a really small dick until seeing this movie. But can I get into
wow.
the details of what
yeah.
the penis looks like?
Yes,
sure.
Please.
So it's
sure.
actually a Neapolitan cock.
Okay.
In shade.
So it has layers and different colors to it?
Different shades. Three different shades.
Texture.
Like a Neapolitan.
Really?
And the top is like okay. kind of like pink with freckles on it.
Okay.
So it's like almost like he's Irish on the top of his dick. His
okay.
face is Jewish. Uh-huh. This is like a whole mess.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like there's a section that's white and then a section that's like
darker
tan like Latin guy
really?
Okay
it's like I'm
okay.
fucking four guys
yeah. What a thrill
balls
Wonderful.
Are high tight little
mm-hmm.
balls
okay
he uses Vagisil
why
daily
really
I don't know he used to use powder but then he discovered Vagisil and he loves
okay.
it
really
he likes to be nice and dry and clean
oh I see sure. yeah sure sure
he has pubic hair, but not crazy. He only has like 4 chest hairs.
Really? I thought he'd be a hairy guy. Because
he's been shirtless before. You've seen him without.
Okay.
He doesn't
right
have a lot of
now.
Hair.
Hmm.
Who do you think won the contest, like between the two of us? Like who was more spot on?
Oh, God. I don't know. See, nobody got into the ethnicity aspect of the cock.
Oh, right. The colors and stuff.
The Neapolitan, I've seen that once. I know what you're talking about.
It's
now,
really fascinating.
Yeah. It might be a result of a circumcision. Sometimes
maybe yeah.
yeah I don't know why that happens
so
but it has like cute little freckles on top
oh,
like it's
okay.
like a little Irish boy
so but we were both right that it's above average
yes definitely
look at that look how
almost annoyingly
yes.
wow
definitely
wow
so
buddy.
There you have it that's a fucking TMZ run with that if you want to that's a celebrity edition
of Dick Detectives
of the Dick Detectives good job partner
Dick Detectives
thanks for letting us talk about your mom.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't, you know.
He would appreciate it.
Okay, good.
Well, knowing that what we know now, yeah, it doesn't seem like he'd be embarrassed.
No, he likes people knowing about his dick, I feel
like.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Anybody with a nice, healthy one wants people to see it and go, you know.
God damn, that nigga nice! That nigga nice!
That's what people want to do, right? That's probably how he feels too. That's usually how I think in the game.
That's usually how I talk to him.
Is that really how you tell?
That's what I say when I see it.
I feel like we were talking about with other people that like, oh, if like we didn't know that it was in the movie.
Yeah.
But like if you're like, oh, so and so showed it, you're like, oh, right there, that tells you
know.
Something.
Yeah.
No, somebody who's like, you know, I mean, just it's not that if you don't show it, it can't be that way.
Right.
But if you're going to be like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll be nude in whatever you want.
You know.
That millions of people are going to see.
Right.
Yeah, that tips you off.
That's true. That no pun intended.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been together?
We've been together 5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That includes, is that 5 years of marriage or 5 years just all
4 years of marriage.
Okay.
5 years
we're
together.
Almost 4 years too.
Are you? Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been together 8. But
oh my gosh,
married almost 4.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys, did you guys get married here?
Well, we actually got married in Napa, but we eloped first, and we eloped down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then you did the ceremony
up
there.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, you have great dating articles, right? There's like,
they're
very like,
actually one of them is about Leslie.
Really?
Yes, the one about when I said that my friend Nikki about testing if one of your friends would fuck your husband if you're not around.
Mm-hmm. She would.
Well, no, it turns out she wouldn't. I tested her.
Oh.
I hid in the trunk of the car and made Jason proposition her for a blowjob, and she passed the test.
And he did like a serious?
Dead serious. Like scarily serious.
Now, why would you test? That's a really fucking calculated, evil thing to do. Why would you do that?
I'm sadistic, and it was so fun.
You got to hear this.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, I know, man. You got it. Okay. Guess what Jenny did as a test to her friend Leslie?
What?
Well, she had her husband, Jason, ask Leslie for a blowjob while she hid to see
in
if
the
she
trunk
would,
of the car.
Oh my God! To test, to see if she's
see
a friend,
if she would,
to see what Leslie would do.
I guess you passed the test.
Now, did you feel? Were you like,
here,
what the fuck, when you found out, or what? Or no, not so much.
It was just super uncomfortable because he was so dead serious, and he kept in his first thing was, well, I know you're not very attracted to me or something.
That's
and I
how
was
he
like,
started?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, stop it. Like, you know, and then he was like, please, like nobody will ever find out. Like he went on for like 10 minutes.
Wow.
It was, I almost jumped out of the car. It was so uncomfortable.
And
his sister was in the trunk too.
This is to test her to see if she's a loyal friend. How long were you friends before that happened? That is so fucking evil. I can't even
exactly
stand it.
I
would be so mad at you. I would fucking
says.
I would punch you
they're
right
like,
in the tits. Oh my gosh.
We've been friends since sixth grade. So
oh,
we go
so,
way
so
back.
Can,
oh,
wow.
Yeah. Now, if she had been like, yeah, all right, what do you think your reaction would be?
Well, I think I knew that she wouldn't. The reason I wanted to do it is because we always have this ongoing joke that she thinks Jason is a hideous because Leslie only dates hunks.
Oh, okay.
And that's just like not my style, but she like
hunks.
Loves
like
guys.
She likes like fucking muscle yoked dudes.
And she's like models
dudes.
Like pretty boys.
So guys like me. All
right. So guys basically like your type. So you're not safe right now in this room.
Yeah. Oh no, would you blow my husband?
Seriously, would you? My wife's not here.
We're going to hide in the closet and ask you again.
No, seriously, it's cool. Like, will you give me a blowjob?
Well, you guys have to read the article because it's truly amazing.
Yeah, I haven't read that one. That's fantastic.
It was seriously a good time.
That's really...
What would you have done though if she did? She was like, "All right." Would you let it?
Yeah,
happen?
That's what I'm fascinated.
Okay,
yeah.
I know her too well. Like, I never
you
in a
knew that it would never
I knew
happen
in yeah a million years.
But what if he would have been like, "Hey, do you think you?" And she's like, "Let's see that cock. Let's suck it. I want to suck it." Like, and you'd be like, "Oh my god!"
I would have been stunned.
Like first sentence, he's like,
I
"Would
was
you
more...
blow?" She's like, "Yeah, definitely."
I wish I knew she was.
Because she would have gone for it.
Oh, she
but literally, I was more uncomfortable hearing Jason be so dead fucking serious.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't any tongue-in-cheek aspect. I didn't realize that he was going to just, like, go into full-on, I'm an actor. I didn't realize he was going to, like, switch gears into, like, I need to, like, fucking win an Oscar for this performance. I thought he was just going to kind of give her some shit.
Yeah, but
it got so heated that I started to feel horrible. I still would do it again, though.
Yeah, that's really sadistic.
That is,
it was fun. So you should read more of my stories.
I will.
To get a full sense of who you're dealing with.
Upset with that shit.
Oh my God.
Girl, get your life.
Get your life, Tamar.
You need to get your life. Absolutely. That is incredible. I'm sorry. That's really loud. So this means, I don't know if you know, that it's time for a dental update. What's going on? You seem to have really nice teeth.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're so clean and white and straight.
I'm really glad that Leslie's here for this.
Yeah?
You guys, you're like choosing every subject that like I really need Leslie here for.
Yes.
Tell us about your teeth.
My dentist.
Okay.
I think he might be in love with me.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Actually, he's in love with Leslie, but he's like very sexually like... Well, it's strange. Do you think it's weird if your dentist sends you roses?
What?
He sent Leslie roses.
Okay. But are you a patient of his, too?
We're both patients.
Is he married?
That's so creepy.
He's married.
He's married?
Yes.
And what did he
say? No, he's actually the sweetest man ever. He came to my art show. He and his wife bought a painting, but he traveled... I don't know, from the Palisades to come to an art show.
Wait, this was
years ago, in Silver Lake, years ago.
Well,
I just think it's intense.
That's for a patient.
What's the flowers for? Yeah.
The flowers were, he told me, for Leslie's birthday, but...
Nah, nobody does that.
No. Or no, as a thank you. As a thank you
thank
for
you
referring
what?
Other clients.
No, that's not what people do.
He also said to her once...
I had some bonding done on my teeth, and I got a phone call at, like, 8 p.m., and I was, like, so answered it, and I was like, hello, and it was him. He's like, I was just checking on you, like, how are your teeth? And I'm like, they're perfect. He's like, I know you're perfect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a little weird.
Your teeth are good, though. Who's your guy? Is he here in L.A.?
That's the guy. LA. It's fucking Mr.
Yeah, but he does impeccable work.
Which ones are
bondings? Because I have bondings, too. I want my front teeth. Mine are both fake,
too.
You can't go to this guy.
No,
those are great. I'll just blow him for free teeth.
Free teeth?
You know how expensive bondings are?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
He kisses on the cheek. Yeah.
So did she refer you? She referred
me, and then I referred Jason goes to him. The whole mishpoka is going to this dentist.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds... that doesn't sound normal.
I don't think it sounds normal, right?
No.
But then every time he's looking into my mouth and he's like...
Oh, yeah.
Pink. Tight.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Supple or whatever. I feel like I'm going to wake up or open my eyes and his dick's just going to be like in my mouth.
It probably has been. You don't even know
it. Yeah,
it
probably has.
I've been numbed out.
He's like, you're really good under.
It could happen.
Everything was soft and nice in there. I had a good time.
But then he, like Leslie didn't, you know, respond to the flowers and he asked me, he's like, that wasn't weird, was it? I'm like, no. Not at all.
Well, is he a foreigner? Who is this guy?
He's totally normal.
He's American? Yeah. White guy?
Yeah.
He doesn't have boundaries, healthy boundaries.
He's the sweetest man, but...
No, he's not.
He's not the sweetest man. Don't send flowers for referrals.
No.
He's weird, right?
He's a creeper.
What if I had referred you? Would he send me flowers? Hey, Tom. Thanks for the fucking referral. I got you some flowers. No.
I wish he would.
No, he got you fucking flowers.
Yeah, exactly. The cute blonde chick with the Hooters. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Exactly. Of course.
Absolutely not. So, did you have... have you ever had any dental trauma?
No, I'm so lucky. Actually, I did have a tooth impacted that was removed. I have one baby tooth.
Okay. You have a baby tooth?
Yes, but I don't have any cavities. I know.
That's funny.
Your teeth are very straight.
Yeah, they're very
straight.
Very straight.
Braces.
Headgear, too?
Headgear. I overcorrected my bite. I wore my headgear too much, and they had to take it away from me.
Because you love the idea of getting perfect
teeth. I just wanted to be perfect.
Yeah.
How have your teeth been lately? Everything good?
Everything's good. I've been flossing a lot more than usual.
Flossing is so painful.
It's so important. I hope you floss. Do you floss?
I do when I'm driving, but I think it's probably the wrong
That's probably not the
you
best.
You gotta do it, man. No, I think it's time for cleaning. In. We haven't been for a while.
Yeah, we gotta go. We gotta
you
go.
Guys, I'm going we talk next about week. It. I hope that he
let us know.
Well, don't let this be broadcast until I go. I don't want to have a run-in with him.
This won't air for a couple weeks. But okay. So we'll... would you refer us, though, if we want to check him out? If we want to go
I
see
would love you guys to go to him. He's fantastic, and he's reasonably priced, and I really do like him.
Well, okay. Bondings are my concern. Her bondings are impeccable.
Yeah.
Great. Well, call us with a dental update. If he creeps out on you, will you call us and let our listeners know
oh my
how
gosh.
The visit went?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. So we had, you know, you guys have been emailing us, telling us some of your dental stories. And if you want us to get them, just send it to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And we'll go through them and talk about some of the better traumatizing ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it, Jeans.
Oh, okay, Mommy Jeans.
Thanks, Africa. We're having a great time in Africa right now.
We are in South Africa right now. We're recording this before we go. So right now, your mommies are in South Africa.
That's right.
Probably getting diarrhea.
Yeah.
Probably telling inappropriate jokes.
Yeah.
I tweeted
probably
yesterday.
Being asked to leave.
Yeah. I tweeted yesterday. I was like, Tommy and I are going to South Africa to tell jokes. Anybody have any good openers?
I saw
and
a lot
I just
of responses
got like a
hurt. Bombarded.
It was so great. So I might read them. I'm thinking of reading them at the festival as an opener. Like, this is what Americans want
think
me to
of
that's
you.
Really funny. That's
should
great.
I do that?
Absolutely.
I get kicked out of Durban.
We
oh
can,
my
and
God.
You could do it at the next episode too, is read
okay,
some of those.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we do that? Yeah. That'd be
sure.
fun.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you so much for,
yeah.
for
thank
doing
you, Jenny.
This.
You're a delight.
Of course.
You're really wonderful.
Are you recovering? Are you feeling better?
Leslie is...
I'm down to have a drink now.
Okay.
She's ready. Start
she's
drinking.
Back.
Fully recovered.
Back
fully
in
recovered.
Action.
Well, we have beer
isn't
and wine.
She fun?
Let's fucking party.
You guys are both adorable. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
Yes.
Please come back. It was great.
Yes. Come back to your mom's house.
I'll bring Jason's dick with me the next
that
time.
That would be great.
Yes. Yes. Just his penis, though.
Just the penis.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to him. Just bring that big, old, juicy cock.
That Catholic horse cock.
Massage facial gets spray tanned. Gets spray tanned. Massage facial gets spray tanned. Massage facial gets spray tanned. Gets spray tanned. Massage facial gets spray tanned. I like the wise guys. The wise guys. I like the wise guys.
Spending hella dough, looking fly, sipping Merlot. Everybody love me though. Better know my name before I go. Tell a broad about herself. Don't get whack, better check yourself. Eat a meal, a quarter meal. Yeah, that's how I treat my wealth. Cause we mob, cause we mob. Y'all ain't even related. We be highly debated. Yo, my style already stated. I'm big and your bitch, your AD. Drunken monkey rated. Except my sleeve already played it.